Hey, Practically Pastoring Network, my name is Matt Coyne, and I am the host of Relevant Revitalization, a podcast that equips, encourages, and engages pastors who are looking for God to breathe new life in their church. This podcast will be released every Thursday, and I'll be interviewing authors and experts in the field of revitalization and pastors who have been through the revitalization journey themselves, with the goal of equipping and encouraging you in your ministry as you follow God's call and watch Him breathe new life into your local church. Lastly, another goal through this podcast is to provide free resources through books, consulting, coaching, and so much more. So be sure to mark your calendars for Thursday, February 15th for the pilot episode of Relevant Revitalization.
Well, We're here, buddy.
Timmy, I'm tired.
I'm a little tired. It's been, I don't know, what, a month? It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple of weeks. We've missed you. We've had just a few things going on between all things church and families and ministry life. It just, you know, stuff happens. We still love you.
It does. And sometimes you're all excited because you haven't done a show in 2 weeks. And so... Mm-hmm. You're going to be back together with your buddy for the first time in what feels like a long time. And he just sends you a text and says, hey, I think I need to go remote again today. And
you cry
a little bit on the inside, but you say, this is what friendship looks like these days. Sometimes you just got to stare at a camera and tell your friend, yesterday was Sunday.
And this is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show. A caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Well, hello again, boys and girls. My name is Tim. Not sitting next to me, but on the screen next to me is Dr. Andrew Larson. He's here. He's in his studio. I'm in my studio, aka his office and my home office. I've got a sleeping dog next to me, and you probably have an empty couch next to you.
No, there is no empty couch next to me. You have not been to my office in so long, you don't even know how the room is laid out anymore.
Wait, what's next to you?
To my left? Hang on, I'll give you a little tour. So, straight ahead, we have the wall of vanity.
Wall of vanity. I know that one well.
With the lights now mounted.
Oh, you have it on portrait mode. I'm like, it's so pretty.
I have it on portrait mode.
That's fine.
Please hold. And then...
such a noob.
I've got a couple of new chairs put
together. Oh, wow. Fancy.
I'm on this neat little rolling desk that goes
Look at that.
And so the desk...
You could have like a legit counseling session there.
The desk goes there during the week. But now that... we're doing this. The desk rolls out, and here I am.
Wow.
Do you want portrait mode back so you don't have to look at how ugly I am all the way?
I don't mind.
That was
I'm
fancy.
Actually pretty impressed. I can't wait to see it in person. I was hoping to see it today. It just didn't work out. I got to be on that side of town this evening. I didn't want to have to go there, come home, and go
back. You
don't
have to live in your car all day. I get it, Timmy.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So, Andrew, it's been a minute. I know we've both had some pretty wild weekends. It's been a busy week.
When you were texting our pastor's group chat yesterday,
it was in between services.
I thought to myself, we are going to have a three-hour-long show tomorrow because there's just so much to get through. Timmy, 2 weeks ago, we had like the biggest tech issue in the history of tech issues at church on Sunday morning. It was the least flattering video of myself because I didn't know what to do, and I just had like the Jabba the Hutt neck angle when I froze.
Worst.
We had a little bit of a roof leak, which is bad, and when your roof leak happens to be right next to where your electricity comes into the building, that makes it extra bad, and we had our sound equipment respond to that water and electricity mingling in such a way that sparks shot out the speakers,
out
of the speakers. And it was at like the 26-minute mark of the sermon too. I was like, I was getting ready to land that plane.
Oh, you were starting to wind down.
Approach. I was circling, and at that moment, it was this boom like the world has never heard. It was terrible. The live feed video kind of captures a little bit of what it was, but my wife was sitting in like the third row, and she legitimately thought a bomb went off.
That's terrifying.
I don't know if she's been watching, you know, Jack Reacher or something, but she thought that there was a car bomb outside of our worship center. Mid-sermon, not, you know, at the end of the sermon. It was so incredibly loud. And then the past few weeks...
How did you respond? Did you just like...
Well, the first thing was I yanked the microphone off my ear.
Right.
We had... So part of it, and we know now that part of the issue was the electrical stuff, but the mic was being kind of finicky anyway that day. And so my initial reaction was like, is it feedback... But it wasn't. So then I finished the sermon by just being loud. Yep. I had the high schooler who runs our live mix turn on the shotgun mic I have mounted on one of the cameras for when I'm live streaming places that I can't have access to a board. And so I had her turn the shotgun mic on so that I could be picked up by, and we didn't have anyone sitting outside that day because it was raining, hence the water coming in, but so that our people in the nursery and the people online could, you know, if they hadn't turned off whatever they were watching on because of the loud noise that scared everybody.
CJ, but it was great reminder, hard to circle from a bar stool unless it spins.
It's very true. Very true. Thank you, CJ. It was...
I think I might have, it's not a clip, maybe it's an image of exactly what you looked like when this happened.
It's not good. It's not good.
If you
could
see that, it might take up the whole screen. There's that Andrew's face.
Like I said, it was not a flattering angle to be stuck in. It was, and you can see my mic in my hand. What? Yet another
reason. Oh, yeah, we see the microphone in your hand. We've got your picture-in-picture up there happening. Boy, that is startling.
It was so bad. And then, so we've had two Sundays since then, and it's we keep thinking that we have the tech stuff figured out, but you can only run it so much without the full band playing. And then
Sam was not impressed. Sam, he just says that was pathetic. Sorry, Andrew.
Listen, it was not good, Sam. It was not good. Fortunately, yesterday...
Can you tell us what you replaced it with? Like the sound system?
So last week, I have... So in our fellowship hall, we had like an old Behringer board that's like a 32-channel board with, you know, tape out. And it's a board that is probably close to Timmy's age. It's a you know, from the late 80s, early 90s.
True.
And you need to have gone to Full Sail just to be able to turn it on. And so I was like, this thing, it's terrible. I can barely use it, and I'm fairly good at this kind of stuff, which means if anybody else is using our space, I have to be here. Not worth it. So I bought a like Black Friday. It's a tailgate speaker. It's a tailgate speaker that has...
I thought I had a picture of it for some reason. I can't find it.
A microphone. And it's, you know, it's great. It's versatile. It does everything you need it to be. We basically said we need a coffee house set up in the fellowship hall. We don't have a full band playing there, so it has three inputs. It's great for fellowship hall use. Unfortunately, if you're not familiar with it, when you first turn it on, it has like flashing LED lights.
That, see, like, I thought I had a picture of this. It's so special in so many ways.
I sent you, there was a video I texted you. I thought maybe I just showed it. No, I showed you the video when we were having breakfast with Frank last week.
That's what it was. We need to see that photo or video.
And so,
it's special. It really is.
Last Sunday, as we're trying to get this working on the fly, because again, the sound system worked all week when it was like me playing an iPad or just trying to get music to play through. But then when the full band got plugged in, everything just started to fall apart again. So we were trying to work it so that, you know, the voices would be coming out of that, and people have their own their amps or whatever. So just trying to make it work. And so we get this going, and the guy who's trying to switch mics back and forth, because again, there's only three inputs on that, does not know that every time it's turned off and turned back on, it goes to the default like rainbow color LED pulsating
like,
with
like you're the, in the like you're in the club while Dr. Larson is preaching.
But if I'm pausing, nothing. But every word I say, it pulsates with the tone of my voice. So it was it only did that for the announcements, which was very funny. And then I went back and I knew how to turn it off, so I was able to go get it turned off. But it was just one of those, oh boy, this is awkward. And then by the grace of God, yesterday our band got in extra early. We had, you know, ordered a bunch of cables because we were trying to figure out what is going on, what can be replaced or what can be salvaged, what needs to be replaced. And everything just got even worse than it has been. And so Scott, our lead guitar player, he's a professional rock star. He's awesome like that. And he had a gig the night before, so he had a PA in the back of his van. And so he like pulled that in and got everything set up, got the whole band mixed, and it sounded so good. I was like, why does this sound so incredibly good?
And that was just his portable system.
Like an on-the-fly portable mix. And it kind of goes to show the way that tech has advanced in the past, I don't know, 20 years or so, whatever it is, because the speakers that he had, you know, mounted on tripod poles on either side of our stage are maybe a third the size of the speakers we have mounted. There's no separate subwoofer, and it sounded incredible. So it's funny how speaker technology has changed, kind of like every other technology. Like, we're looking into our phones mounted on our computers now. We couldn't do that a few years ago.
Andrew, but speaking of technology,
it's been a wild couple of Sunday mornings.
I think it was that same Sunday that I noticed a very bizarre comment on one of our Lakeview photos, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird." So I'll moderate the comments. You know, if they're just like it looks like spam.
I love this story so much.
I deleted this comment, and then I went over to my Instagram page, and that same person was then DMing me like a private DM on Instagram, and I'm like, "Oh, so it's not like a bot; it's an actual human." And the DM was just simply a link to a reel. So, and like, I'm like, do you click on that? Like, that's kind of sketchy. So I went over to the reel, and the first thing I noticed was, this is Lakeview property. I'm like, what's happening here? And Andrew, you're never going to believe this, although you will, because you've been very in tune with the story for the last few weeks. There was a certain individual who runs a mildly successful Instagram account. I think they have like 50, 60,000 followers. And his mission, get this, Andrew, is to, it's a twofold mission. One is to expose the dangers of 5G radiation to our skin, to our bodies. It's scary.
Listen, it's terrible for you.
The second,
turning everybody into mutants. I have Wolverine claws just from hanging out at Lakeview.
The second mission here is to sell merchandise. So this is a merch. This is a small business. It's a merchandise store, and the merch that this particular company sells is 5G radiation protection. So it's like silver lined blankets, zip up hoodies, like the kind that go all the way over your face. You can zip all the way
up. It's a combination of Slippin' Jimmy's brother in the first couple seasons of Better Call Saul, where he's, you know, always wrapped in the space blankets.
It's exactly what
And Joaquin Phoenix in Signs, where he's sitting with the kids with the tinfoil on his head. It's a combination of those two.
Same thing. So I'm watching this video. It's a drone video. It's decently shot. It's not terrible. A little shaky here and there, but he drone videos our entire campus of Lakeview, then he hones in on the cell tower cross, like circles
You're a drone person. What are the laws? Like, can you just like park in a random parking lot and drone someone's property?
It's debatable. If we wanted to pursue action, we could probably get the video taken down if we felt like it was worth the fight. But Andrew, you know that I don't know how to say this. something takes over me when things like this happen. I don't know if I see it as an opportunity or if like 12-year-old Tim is like, oh, this is going to be fun.
You can engage with people that a wiser person would not engage with.
It might be, maybe that's a good way to put it. Maybe sometimes I'm not quite as wise as I probably should be. So I send the video out to, you know, you guys, a couple of friends, a couple of family members see it, and all of a sudden the comments start pouring in. So I draft a response. You help me draft a response, and I just simply say, you know, I'd love to get this footage to use as a loop on Sunday mornings. And then he reads that as,
I would like to be your best friend.
So he read that seriously, which, you know, he did end up sending me the footage. He DMs me, this is the owner of this account, DMs me, and says, is this really the lead pastor of Lakeview Church? And I said, yeah, it's really me. How are you? So we then engage in conversation about the cell tower, the specifics, who actually owns it. And then Sam just realized you helped me with this, Andrew. For the record, Andrew did help me craft that response. That's a true story.
I write 80% of Tim's emails and 70% of Tim's sermons, for that matter. Every time you laugh, your whole desk shakes, and so your camera just goes up. I'm having to put my hands on my lap. This whole phone mounted on the computer.
Yeah, I got to stop touching the desk. So the guy and I are we're DMing back and forth, and I say, hey, man, what if we – it's a wild idea, but what if you make me a custom zip-up silver-lined Lakeview Church hoodie?
I mean, if you're going to spend so much time on property, you might as well have the 5G-proof clothing.
I said, here's what I told him. I said, if you will create this merch for me, I will wear it, and you and I can shoot a collab video together, and we can just have a conversation via Instagram Live or whatever. So he then responds with his cell phone number. This is where things start to get a little weird. So I'm like, I'm going back and forth.
This is a bad idea. For the record, I always thought it was a bad idea.
I'm like, do I then engage in text messaging with this unknown entity? Am I going to get catfished? Is this a real person? I step out on a limb, Andrew. I just think, you know what? Maybe this guy comes to Jesus as a result of this. That was honestly in my head and in my heart. True story.
What a great... You go to baptize him, and then you're both electrocuted because of the 5G currents running through the building. It would have been terrible.
So I text the guy. We start texting back and forth, and I say, hey, man, let me know what you think. And he said, okay, let me send you over some designs. Are you ready to see this? So here's the first design he sends over. Here's the first design. There you go. Oh, no, that's the brand. Sorry, guys. If you want to look that up, you can. He says, in unity we stand, radiating faith, shielding souls. Lakeview Church.
It's really good.
I can't leave that up. I can't leave that up any longer. I forgot that his brand was on that. Oh, gosh. So I tell the guy, okay, get me that hoodie made up, and we'll do this collab video, and we can talk about how we don't, you know, we might not agree on everything, but at least we can have a civil conversation with two human beings. And suddenly his tone changes. Like, I was just like, hey, man, I'm good to chat. We can come on property. And then it was, this will not be a debate. I have science. I am right. You are wrong. And then he starts texting me all hours of the night, like link after link after link after link of conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory as to the harmful, damaging effects of 5G radiation. And finally, I was like, hey, man, I'm just going to let you know right now that I'm gonna run this by my leadership team, and I'll let you know what they say. So, Sam, you're watching this. Sam's my lead elder at Lakeview Church. I'm going to bring this to the board at the next elder meeting, and I'm probably going to need you guys to go ahead and shut this down so it doesn't get any further. I mean, I feel like the story could get better. I just don't know if it's safe at this point.
It could get better, but I also think it could get a lot worse.
It could go one of two directions for sure. There's no telling.
Could get better. The situation could get worse.
So I disengaged. There was a church safety expert that we have on retainer at Lakeview. He reached out and said, Tim, you need to disengage now. So I I followed suit. We have not resumed communication. However, Adam says, y'all are going to lose that cell tower money. It's funny that you mentioned that, Adam, because we actually aren't making any money on the cell tower, which is what I told the guy. We sold that several years ago. Erica's wondering if he's watching right now. Yeah, I mean, he absolutely could be. He's not texting me, so we haven't Facebook messaged yet. We've only DM'd over Instagram.
All the hits on his merch line Instagram account.
It's about to spike. I showed his brand. Right, no choice. I showed his brand. Now everyone's going to go there. You guys are going to want silver lined merch to protect you from your potential 5G radiation.
5G radiation is bad for you, Tim, or something. It's just so funny because I don't know the guy. I'm assuming he has a big antenna van and
is
mad at everybody, but like
it's possible.
Cell towers are such a bizarre thing because there was a 99-year lease signed a decade before you took over as pastor. What does he think that I don't know if regular people understand how these things work, but it's not
they're not what you think. Like, it's just funny because like there were the comments under like, this church is making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm like, what do you like? It's $65,000 a month just to have it. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, we sold that thing years ago. I promise you, it wasn't near as what you're thinking it is.
Oh my word.
Yeah, Adam says he's buying some merch right now from watching the show and the radiation from my Wi-Fi.
Timmy, so you mentioned the church safety consultant who then had a training at Lakeview last week.
Yeah, Erica says, didn't we just have a safety meeting? Good thing. It sounds like we might need it, especially Pastor Tim. It's possible I need to retake the safety training at this point.
I mean, what he really needs is a silver-lined pair of sweatpants or something, just in case. But Timmy,
I wanted to be in that silver-lined merch so bad. I just thought it would be the funniest thing ever. I know it's the immaturity in me that I don't know that I'll ever grow out of. Moral of the story, but just surround yourself with really good people who will tell you when you're being an idiot.
Timmy.
But sometimes it's so hard to not be an idiot. I can't help it.
It's always hard to not be an idiot. But Tim, you then had like what I'm assuming is one of the main conversations that you have with the safety team, because you know we think there's a terrorist incident that's going to happen or someone needs to go full on Rambo. But most of what happens with church safety and security is health issues at church. And this is why I was convinced we were going to have a 3-hour long show today. You texted us yesterday with a scary update.
Yeah, I texted my practically pastoring guys. That's Andrew and I and a couple of pastors from around the country. We have a group chat. It was in between services because during the sermon in first service at Lakeview Church yesterday, we had one of our newer attenders like go down, like just dropped in her seat. I noticed people immediately went to her to make sure she was okay. Then she started to have a seizure in the middle of the sermon.
I didn't get that part. Maybe I was
she was seizing.
Disney World, not paying attention to what you were saying. I didn't realize that at all. That is terrifying.
I've had this scenario play out in my head many times over the years, because when I was a teenager at my church, we had a gentleman go down mid-sermon, and we actually stopped the church service. We prayed over the gentleman. He was okay, and it's not that I panicked. It's just that I made a decision mid-sermon. I saw that she was being tended to. Our safety team reacted quickly. They got the wheelchair in there. They escorted her out. We're surrounded by glass, so then I could see, again, while I'm preaching, I could see the flashing lights of the ambulance, the fire truck, everybody pulling into the property at the same time. There's a lot of commotion. Pretty much the middle of the room back is looking around to make sure everything's okay. The middle of the room forward had no idea. Like, they never even turned around. They had no idea. So half the room knew and half the room didn't. So in that moment, and I was telling my kids this because I was like, you know, when I'm preaching, and Andrew, you get this, we have a lot of things running through our mind, especially when you're scanning the room and you want to be a good communicator, a good presenter, and all those things that you've learned you're trying to put into play at the same time. So I'm scanning the room, and now there's this added thing going through my head of, do I stop the service? Do I continue preaching? Do we pray right now? Do I address this? And I opted not to stop the service, opted to keep going. Sam, yeah, he nailed it right there. We actually have multiple first responders in our church, and they went into action immediately as well. So I just thought, what, I don't know what I can add in this moment. So I opted to keep preaching. And thankfully, praise the Lord, she was taken to the hospital. She was released yesterday afternoon. She's doing just fine now. I didn't want to make her feel any more embarrassed than I'm sure she already felt in that moment. So I just, you know what? I'm going to keep the service rolling. We're going to keep going. And I'm sure I'll get an update as soon as I get one. And so that's kind of what happened. But it was wild. Like, I don't know that I've ever had that many things going through my head at the same time, like in the middle of the sermon. It was just one of those wild, wild Sunday mornings.
I once had a cat stuck in a tree on a Sunday morning. I think it's very, very different than that. But again, when you're looking out and you're the only one that can see it, you're like, ooh, is this cat going to fall? But
so
again,
I think it raises a really good question. And I don't think you would have been wrong either way. Maybe you would have handled that a little differently. Maybe you would have stopped the service. You would have opted to pray in that moment, which I think would have been an appropriate response to. So I don't know, Andrew, how would you have handled that? And I also think where it happened mattered. Like, had she been in the front of the room?
If she was in the third row.
Right, I probably would have stopped, but because it was in the back of the room, it didn't affect the whole room at the same time. Adam's wondering, Andrew, if you remember the Christmas play we did at Suncoast.
I was not at Suncoast, I was Lakeside, Adam. I know.
There's probably a really good story there, because this is not an uncommon thing. It does happen. It's one of the first time it's happened at Lakeview like that.
We had a teenager pass out a few months ago. We do Disney after church on Sundays fairly regularly in our family. I tell my wife that if we go home and I like make it to the couch, I'm going to be useless for the rest of the day, but I can keep going as long as I need to keep going. So I'm a way better dad out of the house on Sunday afternoons than I am at the house on Sunday afternoons. So we were in Magic Kingdom until almost 11 o'clock last night. It was a late night. It was a good night though.
Matt says, I respect that, Tim. I had the same thing happen last year at our church. I figured some of these stories would start pouring in because this is not an uncommon thing. So distracting and crazy to make a decision like that while preaching with so many other thoughts. I think it's good to have a plan in place. We had first responders there. We had a safety team there. Again, had this happened closer to the front of the room, I just think it would have been inevitable. I think you would have had to have stopped to address the situation. But because we had so many people actively engaged, I just thought, I don't know what good it's going to do. Obviously, prayer always matters, and I know we were all praying in that moment, but I opted to keep preaching, and praise God, she's doing okay today.
Even as you're telling that story, like, so we brought the wheelchair, I was like, that's a great idea. What a no-brainer. We should probably have a wheelchair that we could get to in 10 seconds somewhere.
I didn't even realize we had that. That was our safety team. They responded so quickly, so well. Kudos to them.
We had someone who had, you know, kind of ushered somebody out last week, and I found out after the fact that she was, you know, having a dizzy spell. So there were no ambulance involved. It was like someone got taken home real quick. And it was, you know, to me, I when I saw her leave real quick and then I saw him come back, I was like, oh, this is odd. And it was distracting to me, but I don't think anybody else was really geared in to it.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't even know. And
this
that's crazy
good.
To think that
youth ministry setting. Kelly says in our youth group a couple weeks ago, we had a girl start to pass out in the middle of the sermon. And this is a different venue, so I think this makes a lot of sense. Yeah. We had to get all the students out of the room while our nurse leader addressed the situation, small group, 25-ish in the room, first time, something like that. I think that's a perfect way to handle that in a smaller group setting. Thankfully, our safety team was able to successfully escort her fully out of the room, into the lobby, and then actually outside for the first responders to get her into the ambulance.
Man. It's a scary thing.
Adam, this is genius. He says, I always put our wheelchairs in our back room because it's always in my tech closet. In the way.
You know, that's also like where you need to have a hierarchy of, you know, yes, safety team, your role is very important.
Yeah.
This is not your closet. Do you just need a designated closet for each group? I don't even know. It's a scary thing. My pastor.
Well, my thought was like, if this person dies in the middle of this service, like, and I didn't stop to pray in that moment, like, I don't know that I would sleep at night for weeks to come. So I had like this thought running in my head too, like, do we stop now and pray? And then it was just, you know what, we're just gonna. Yeah. Riley says in my previous church had a list of RNs. This is great. So something that's happened. We knew who to call before emergency personnel got there. Yeah, Riley. So that's basically what happened in church yesterday. We didn't have to call anybody because they were literally in the service. So they just responded right away alongside of our safety team, and it made it really, really sweet, even in a really scary situation.
So when I was 10th or 11th grade, my pastor collapsed.
Oof.
4 minutes into a sermon. And, you know, I think he was back by the Sunday night service, but you know, so I don't know what it was, if it was, you know, low blood sugar thing or something. I don't know, but I will never forget. He still has the lapel clip-on mic on his tie. Yeah. And Joel, who was my youth pastor, was like the first one to get to him. And as he's like laying there, he says, "Make sure the visitors get their cards." And I was like, oh, that's one of those moments that will live with me.
That's the most like pastoral thing
of my life.
That's
but also
so classic.
You know, if you're a visitor, you're like, man, this church actually cares about me. I don't know if I'm coming back because, you know, who knows, you know, if the pastor's going to be there. But it was a crazy thing.
Adam says, this is a great convo. I'm going to bring this up in our weekly staff meeting tomorrow. Love that. Always good to have a plan in place. Sam, great reminder. Luckily, we had the cell tower there to facilitate our 911 call. Praise God for the 5G coverage. It could have legitimately saved someone's life at Lakeview Church yesterday.
It caused the problem and fixed it. Way to go.
Exact same time.
Way to go. 5G coverage.
So Andrew, what time did you guys, like, I know you are a Sunday Disney family, what time did you actually get home last night? You did fireworks.
It was late.
Fireworks don't start till after 10.
No, they start at 8 now. Because this time of year, if you're there in the summer.
Yeah.
And so that's what we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And I said to Melissa, I said, listen, time changes next week.
Right.
This is the earliest, this is the earliest that the fireworks will be between now and November. So if we're going to do it, let's do it. And then trying to leave after fireworks is like trying to, you know, get on a lifeboat at the Titanic. It's crazy.
It's
so
the absolute worst.
And Landon, my 14-year-old, has decided that he really likes history and he never remembered doing the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
And so, because that's not
he was ready for his nap.
That's not an attraction you do regularly. And I was ready to run through a brick wall for America. It was great. I haven't seen the Hall of Presidents. It's so
I
good.
Still every time it's, we get a new president, I make sure to see.
Yeah, that's
an
what it is.
Version.
That's what I said. I said I think
so. Every
it's worth,
you know,
doing
4 or 8 years, depending on what's happening.
Yeah. So we
Adam
did,
says I thought Florida was going to stop the time change. Eventually, yes.
Eventually,
but
maybe.
It just hasn't gone into effect yet. It's coming. I think it is coming.
For Disney fireworks last night, but
that's true.
So after fireworks, me and two boys did Hall of Presidents. Melissa and two boys did PhilharMagic. And then we did Pirates and Jungle River on our way out. Also, Tim, why didn't you ever tell me that little like Old West gun range was free? I've never done that before. I've been a pass holder for a decade.
I have. It wasn't always free. Because
my boys are like, wait, they're going to let us play with guns at Disney World?
I have done that before, but I think when I did it, it was you had to pay like a carnival-style game.
Yeah, it's like a carnival-style game, but every gun has like 35 shots.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you like hand it off to the next person.
Okay, well, it's been a long time. So next time we go, I'm going to have to venture over there because that's appealing to me.
It was very exciting. We got we started to leave the park, had someone collapse right in front of us as we were leaving the park. Like
Disney collapses are way too common.
And it was, he was trying to take medicine and it got lodged in his throat.
Oh.
And so there's like me and another dad racing up to this guy. Melissa's like trying to get the cast members' attention. She's like just screaming, emergency! And, you know, the 21-year-old college program cast members at the front gate that time of night are like, what do we do? So we're trying, the other dad was bigger and stronger than I am. And so he gets...
That's not surprising.
Stronger is hard, is not hard. Bigger, we're getting there. But he... The guy that choked was like 6'2", 6'3", so he's trying to get him on his knees so he can get the leverage to get the Heimlich underneath him. And like my boys are like, what is happening? So that was how we ended our Disney day, but then we jumped in and got home. It was great.
Andrew, I want to jump back into the ministry scene just for a second because, as you know, Lakeview Church, we recently hired two new staff members, one back in October, November-ish, one in January. And I'm almost like, how are they doing so good so fast? Like, I remember back when you and I were just like first starting out in youth ministry, and it took a while to, you know, get to know our students, to really pour into our small group leaders. And Todd, our new youth pastor, I'm just like, dude, like he's killing it. Like, he told me coming in, I want to spend the first 6 months building relationships with our students, our small group leaders, and our parents. Like, that's it. So I'm going to hold events that are specifically geared to do those things. And I'm like, okay, buddy, have fun with that. And like, no, he was serious. Like, he is not just like doing a good job, he's killing it. And I'm a little bit jealous because I think he's doing a better job than I did.
And
I thought, Tim, I was a pretty good youth pastor.
We talk like, man, like we look at our old Dropbox files for UAM resources. We were so good. I feel like the job has gotten harder.
I think so too.
Now that I am kind of stepped into leading our student ministry for the next season here at Safety Harbor, it is, I don't know. Like there's, I remember having like, hey, you know, let me have your cell phone number so I can shoot out, you know, shoot stuff out to everybody. And now there's like a sixth grade girl coming who her parents don't go to the church. I'm like, I'm not asking that child for her cell phone number.
Nope.
No way. That's not how the world works. Uh-uh. The past Valentine's Day, I was trying to go through all of our plethora of resources to find a message for Valentine's Day, and our youth group is, you know, 9 or 10 kids most weeks, and all but one are in middle school. And I was like, there's no way these resources that we created are going to resonate with the sixth grader that lives at my house.
Right.
You know, I feel like things have become more nuanced, and the job that Todd is doing right now is significantly harder than the job that you and I were doing.
I think so too. Dylan, you know, says Todd is
half
the man.
A generation ago.
He is the man. Andrew, we need to get Todd on the show. Erica says, community relationship killer number one, according to the sermon yesterday. Erica, you're right. We talked about community killers, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and the first one we talked about was jealousy. So my jealous heart needs to get in check.
There you go. You got to quit being so jealous. Just because he's, you know, more likable than you are doesn't mean you got to be jealous of Todd.
Well, I'm stoked for him. He's doing a great job. Sarah, our new worship director, same thing. Like, she came in with the same mindset, and I didn't like spoon feed them this. They both came in with the same mindset of, we're going to build relationships with our team members first. Like, that's priority number one. So she instituted a weekly practice. She started hosting little things here and there to intentionally build those relationships. I'm like, what a genius idea. Like, it's these small things. I'm like, yeah, that's going to go a long way.
When it comes to working.
So I'm super proud of them. They're doing a great job.
I'm super proud of you. You're hiring exciting staff members to me.
We decided to hire
really good, and it has nothing to do with you, but you still look good for it. That's the
nothing best. To do with me. We had a great search team on both of these searches, and really the main priority was, we need someone that's going to be high character, very humble, that loves Jesus and is willing to learn and grow. And we're starting to see that right now, so it's pretty cool. All good stuff,
Timmy.
Man.
It's almost noon. I want to touch on one thing, though, because we were talking about the Hall of Presidents. You said every 4 years or every 8 years. Timmy, in Florida, we have elections coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. And
this
both
is the worst
Lakeview
time of the year, Andrew. This is it.
And safety. Well, no, these elections are nothing. We, for the first time ever, are hosting an election.
Wait,
you know,
this is your first time? I thought you were always a site.
No. We are not a polling place.
Oh, so this is your like we're pretty much veterans when it comes. We've been a polling site for a long
time. You've got people that have voted for a decade at Lakeview.
Yeah, like this is their site, always has been. Yeah.
The library is three blocks away from us. And so the Safety Harbor Library, every precinct in Safety Harbor, you know, I think it's two precincts, but both precincts have always voted at the library together. And there's a construction project happening at the library. So they're like, hey, we got to split the precincts. We got to find two different places. And so they asked everybody else. Everybody else said no. And so they came to us. They're like, hey,
you guys tried to say no.
We tried to say, and it was it was the city manager that reached out, and he's been so good to our church. And I was like, well, we will do our best. We have 26 parking spots. There's a preschool that is here on site that is not, thank you. There's a preschool that's here on site that we're not closing down for the day, obviously. So, you know, there's security concerns. And if we are the only place that can make it work, then fine, so be it. So there's a...
Then fine. I guess we'll do it.
It was, you know, we want to help, but we are not the
most... Okay, let me ask you this, and you don't have to get into specifics, but how aggressive are they when it comes to the days, the times?
Because
not only will they call one of us, they will actually call multiple people who they have their phone numbers of to try and work around certain things we've already told them. And we have to say, sorry, we already told you guys, like, we can't do that on this day.
It's like, no, you cannot drop off election equipment on Saturday because the room that you're voting in is where we have church on Sunday.
Right.
You know, sorry. Right. So here is the thing that just made me lose my mind. And I feel so bad for the people that I'm dealing with now. But the person who is super pushy and like getting us to say yes, I think he got fired. He might have gotten resigned, but he is no longer there because he was just kind of slimy and pushy.
Andrew, so, CJ's wondering if you're going to do anything for the workers. You know, that's a great idea, CJ. We've ever done anything for the
put
workers.
Water in the water cooler and toilet paper in the bathrooms, and
it's not a bad idea, right,
Tim? They have scheduled at least five different meetings that all could have been one drop by. Like this one person has to come check this. This other person has to come check our 5G signal to make sure they'll be able to upload results. Like, why didn't you give the same person, you know, why didn't you give the same person the three different pieces of testing equipment that needs to be done?
Sam has officially nominated Miller Larson for the 5G board leadership. Thank you, Sam.
I'd vote for that.
Laura says, Tim, are we allowed to do that? That's another thought. I don't know.
Are you allowed to give gifts to the election workers? I have no idea.
We've never done anything in the past, maybe because we don't want to sway the election results.
To vote for Jesus. So this guy who is in charge of nailing down the place in Safety Harbor is saying, you know, hey, you know, we think it's got to be your place. It's the only one that makes sense. To which I say, like, that's fine, but these are our concerns. Mm-hmm. Our preschool licensing is different than if our preschool was actually a ministry of the church, because they are a renter at the church. So it makes some licensing things different. And so there's like some extra security stuff they have to do. And he's like, tell you what, would it make it easier if I can promise that I will have two deputies there all day? And I'm thinking, okay. Sure. Okay. If he's gonna have a couple deputies here all day, and so I'm talking to the lady who has like replaced him about just dotting some I's and crossing some T's last week, and I say, hey, you know, he told me this was gonna happen. I haven't heard anything else about it. She's like, he told you what? And she's like, we don't have any relationship with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. You see, what they do, Tim, is they deputize the precinct volunteers. So, you know, the 80-year-olds...
Because they don't want to bully anyone into voting.
They can't have, like, you know, a police car with flashing lights in the parking lot all day, because that could be seen as voter intimidation. And so when he promised me two deputies, what he meant was two deputized volunteers. So our preschool director has, like, told her, you know, her licensing people, hey, we're going to have two sheriff's deputies here all day. And it's, no, we're going to have two 80-year-olds with a sticker here all day. And it's just been a disaster. So the deal that we signed with them was you're supposed to have the same precinct for an entire election cycle, which is this one here, which is the primary, which doesn't matter in Florida. And then we have a municipal election. We've got some city council people. But then again in August, there's like the primary for the House and Senate seats, and then the general in November. And I think the Pinellas County elections people are like, we're so sorry. We really hope the library is fixed by then. Barney going to protect those kids. CJ, you're right. It's going to be absolutely wild. So not this coming, not a week from tomorrow, but 2 weeks from tomorrow, we could have mayhem happening here at Safety Harbor Community Church.
Or you could have the greatest polling site of all time, and people are going to just
because
walk
of
out.
The gifts that we have for the election workers.
They're going to be gonna give it's going to be an uproar. There's going to be applause. They're just going to love it.
Timmy, I'm really glad you've discovered your sound effects.
I want more. I only have like five. By next week, I want about 50. You can't have enough good sound effects.
Well, start downloading.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here. You know. Same time, same place next week, will we? No, we won't. No, we won't.
Spring break. We're spring breaking. Okay, let's again.
Andrew, can we talk just I know we gotta go, we gotta eat lunch. Yeah. What are your spring break plans? How are you gearing up for spring break? Are you preaching?
I am
before and I'm after spring break. What's going on? John, you missed the yes. There was an emergency. It was in first service. If you notice why my eyes were in the back of the room for the entire first 12 minutes of the online broadcast, because my wife was like, "What was going on?" You were looking in the back of the room, and then I had to fill her in. John, I'll text you after the show. I'll fill you in, buddy. So, Andrew, spring break plans. What are they? Where are you going?
We got a call last week from Melissa's dad. Asking if I could help him with something. Melissa's aunt, who Melissa has like power of attorney for and stuff, she's single, and she is moving into the house next door to Melissa's dad and stepmom up in Arkansas, but she's at a point where she should not be traveling by herself anymore.
I see.
And so Melissa's dad called me, knowing that Melissa's schedule, especially Monday through Friday, is a little bit less flexible than mine is, and wondered if I might be able to be the chaperone on this trip. Mm-hmm. And the dates that were going to work out best for everybody happened to be over spring break. And so then it was like I would be honored to do this. I love all these people very much, but it's spring break and Melissa can jump on a plane with her aunt and get some time with her dad and the Arkansas family. And so Melissa is doing a family errand for half a spring break and I am solo parenting. So we'll do Disney stuff. We're going to go over and do the water park and all that stuff. But yeah, I am preaching before and after. And I'm having my wisdom teeth out tomorrow. So in between, it's going to be...
Enlighten me. I have not had a Sunday off this year yet, and it's March. And so I would say that's too much for me. I felt about 3 weeks ago, I told Steph, I'm feeling preaching fatigue right now. You got to be like, you're going to be well past that wall, buddy. Are you okay?
I just have a very different work ethic than you do. And
is it because you sit while you preach? Is that the big difference?
It's what it is. It's because I sit while I'm preaching and I'm only doing the sermon one time. No, I thought I had like when I was planning this year out, I thought I had back-to-back Sundays. This is one of those things that I meant to talk to you about. We didn't do a show for 2 weeks. We had a missionary who was like making it a very big deal to come in. And I was like, absolutely, this is great. He's someone who's with our denomination, with one of the ministries that we support in our denomination. And 9 days before I had him scheduled to come, he was like, I can't wait to come and present to your church. So like 5-10 minutes at the beginning. And I was like, my guy. we had you slated to preach. He's like, oh, no, you know, that's so. Yeah.
Laura says then, it came with the doctorate. Laura, good point. I didn't think about that.
That's very, very true. It just came with it all. So I thought I had back-to-back weeks off that would then, like, you know, lead into the upcoming Easter season well. But I'm going to get some extra time this spring and summer and fall, so I'm not too worried about it. I'll have more Sundays not preaching this year than I have in the 7 years that I've been here.
Okay, that's good, because if you don't know, Andrew has a tendency to not give up the pulpit. He just holds on to it so tightly.
Timmy, I am so willing to give up any and everything. I just don't have a plethora of preachers at my disposal like you do.
It's true. So I am preaching this week, but we're taking off right after service. So, Andrew, you know the drill with the Miller fam. We typically have the same vacation schedule. We like to leave Sunday after church. I like to be gone the entire week and then not be there the next Sunday. So that way it's an entire week of not having to sermon prep. I don't have to preach the next week. And when I come back, I'll start right back into my routine.
A regular week. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're gone Sunday to Saturday. Probably won't be at church the following Sunday. One of our elders is preaching. I believe he is preaching. Is that? That's not Palm Sunday, is it? That might
no.
Be.
No, Palm Sunday is the 24th.
Okay. So I'll then be back in the pulpit for Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. And you know what? When we jump back on in a couple of weeks, we'll walk through all of our Easter plans. I'm a little bit tired just thinking about what's going to be happening this Easter season at Lakeview Church. I'm excited, but I know it's funny because CJ said our spring break is Holy Week, which that would be the worst spring break of my life because
that would not be a good spring break. You can tell
spring break is Super Bowl week. Holy Week is Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, don't go there. See, this is why I can't tell people when I'm not preaching, because then this is why Andrew doesn't ever announce when he's not preaching.
There you go.
Andrew, can we both agree that ideally, how awesome would spring break be the week after Easter every single year?
That would be
year?
Awesome. Like that would be
if
great.
If we had control of the Pinellas and Pasco County school calendars and we could set our own spring break, it would always be the week after Easter.
Easter would be
like, can
just
you imagine
phenomenal.
Finishing that second or third or however many Easter services you guys do this year? Like, you get to the amen and you realize, I now have a week to recover. Like, that would just
yeah.
be... Maybe one day, Andrew.
Someday when we are in charge of the universe, we can make it happen.
Hey, but we're not going to be. However, we do need to go eat lunch. I'm getting a little bit hungry.
Yeah, it's that time. Timmy, so, enjoy your trip. And 14 days from now, we'll be here.
We'll be here. Erica, don't worry. Steve Miller is going to preach again. It's going to happen soon, but he may or may not be on that trip with me in a couple of weeks, which is why he's not going to be preaching on that Sunday. Don't worry. We're going to get him back in there. Hey, we'll see you guys again real soon. We already miss you.
Bye, y'all.